Live, on air, online, and on the Highland Radio app. This is Highland Radio News.
Good evening, it's 5 o'clock. This is the main evening news on Highland Radio with Donal Kavanagh. The main story is Brexit talks won't move on unless there is a clear commitment on Northern Ireland. That's according to Taoiseach Leo Varadkar, who met with Theresa May earlier today at an EU meeting. Families have begun arriving in Donegal under the Irish Refugee Protection Programme, with the first families being housed in Carndonagh. A bell salvaged from the wreck of the Laurentic has been bought at auction for £12,000 by Derry City and Strabane District Council. It's expected it'll be exhibited when the planned new maritime museum opens at Ebrington. And a family say they've been forced out of their home in Manor Cunningham due to a rat infestation. Mother of two, Denise Gibson, says large rats entered the house in Father Arnold Terrace. Later in the bulletin, we'll have the sports news with Kenny Harkin. That's coming up shortly after 10 past five or so. And also in this bulletin, we'll have Nocht with Colm Ferriter. Good evening. Brexit talks will not move on unless there's a clear commitment on Northern Ireland. That's according to Taoiseach Leo Varadkar. He met with the British Prime Minister Theresa May this morning in Sweden, where he asked for written promises on the border. The UK wants to progress the talks, but the Irish government says the UK hasn't provided enough clarity on several issues. Leo Varadkar says while it's not the preferred option, the government will delay moving on to the next stage of negotiations if that's what's required.
If we have to wait until the new year, or if we have to wait for further concessions, so be it. But I think it would be in all of our interests that we proceed to phase two if we can in December. It's 18 months since the referendum. It's 10 years since people who wanted a referendum started agitating for one. Sometimes it doesn't seem like they thought all this through.
Meanwhile, SDLP leader Colm Eastwood says sufficient progress in phase one of the Brexit negotiations can only be reached if there's sufficient clarity that there'll be no hardening of the border in Ireland. Mr. Eastwood reiterated his belief that the only practical economic and regulatory solution is for Northern Ireland to remain part of the single market and the customs union. Families have begun arriving in Donegal under the Irish Refugee Protection Programme, with the first families being housed in Carndonagh. The Office for the Promotion of Migrant Integration has been engaging with Donegal County Council with a view to facilitating the resettlement of families under the programme. Progress had been delayed as a result of the flooding in August, but the programme is now progressing, as Michaela Clark now reports.
The Irish Refugee Protection Programme is designed to offer protection to persons who have fled their country of origin and sought protection in another country. A local resettlement inter-agency steering group has been working with the Office for the Promotion of Migrant Integration to oversee the local resettlement and integration programme in Donegal, and dedicated resources have been employed to facilitate the resettlement of these families. It's expected that about 30 families will be coming to Donegal. In a statement, Donegal County Council acknowledged the support provided by all organisations and agencies, and especially the positive community response received to date. The aim is now to support each of these families in the resettlement, and we ask that these families are given the time and space to allow them to settle into their new life here in Donegal.
A bell salvaged from the wreck of the Laurentic has been bought at auction for £12,000 by Derry City and Strabane District Council. It's expected the bell will be one of the prime exhibits when the planned new maritime museum opens at Ebrington. The Laurentic sank off the coast of Donegal 100 years ago after making an unscheduled stop in Buncrana. There were 479 people on board. Only 125 of them survived. Trish Laverty reports.
The Laurentic was built in Belfast and used to transport gold during World War I. It sank on January 25, 1917, with the loss of 354 lives after striking two German mines just north of the mouth of Lough Swilly. The ship was carrying more than 3,000 gold bars when it went down, most of which has since been recovered. However, it's believed that 22 gold bars, which are unaccounted for, remain on the bed of the Swilly. The ship's bell has now been bought by Derry City and Strabane District Council, which has described it as a unique artefact. The bell was salvaged from Lough Swilly in 1979 and was previously owned by Bembridge Maritime Museum in the Isle of Wight.
A family have been forced out of their home in Manor Cunningham due to a rat infestation. Mother of two, Denise Gibson, says the large rats have entered her council home in Father Arnold Terrace. In a statement, Donegal County Council says the most recent inspection by a specialised pest control contractor confirmed there was no evidence of rodents in the bait boxes in the property in question. They say they'll continue to monitor the situation. However, speaking on Highland Radio earlier today, Denise Gibson said it remains a very real problem, resulting in the family staying overnight in a hotel.
Somebody actually put us up in a hotel last night because they didn't want to stay in here with our children. As we had nowhere else to go. My girls don't want to be here at all. All they've been doing, I have videos that they end up with my girls up screaming till 5 o'clock in the morning because they don't want to be here in the house. They're not sleeping, they're hardly eating.
Immediate clarity is being sought as to when or if insurance companies will pay out to flood-hit sporting organisations and community groups in the Nishon. It's been 3 months since floodwater struck the peninsula, with many groups left devastated in the aftermath. Local councillor Martin McDermott says in some cases insurance companies are simply not engaging with organisations. He says communities need answers, and they need them sooner rather than later.
People are at a stage now where they're very disappointed with the response from the insurance companies, and they're at a stage as well where they don't know where to turn next. You know, community groups can't avail of Red Cross funding because they are insured, yet all the insurance companies are not paying out. And, you know, it's a very, very hard time for them at the minute. And coming up to Christmas and times like this, these sort of facilities, this is where they make their money to keep the centres open throughout the year. And community groups can't avail of claiming back money for loss of earnings. So households, community groups, people are just, you know, at a very vulnerable stage now at the minute. And I think the government must now, you know, make these insurance companies to make decisions, at the least make decisions, to clear up whether they are or whether they are not going to pay out.
And has there been any communication from insurance companies to these groups and sporting organisations at all?
No, some of them are finding it very, very difficult to get any communication. Some of them are finding it difficult to get answers, to get people to answer questions. And they're sort of just, you know, kicking the can down the road as day goes by and week goes by. It's a hard situation for families. A lot of families would like to be back in their own homes by Christmas. That doesn't look like that's going to happen for a number of families. The same with the facilities. None of that's going to happen now this side of Christmas. And that's disappointing.
And that was Councillor Martin McDermott speaking there to Catherine Gaffney. The PSNI have made a number of arrests in the Craigan Heights area of Derry today. Two men aged 32 and 40 have been detained in relation to an ongoing investigation into dissident Republican activity. They've been taken to the Musgrave Serious Crime Suite in Belfast. Meanwhile, a 26-year-old was arrested in relation to a shooting incident at a house in the Ballymacgowan area of the city on Thursday, the 5th of January. There were 15 people awaiting beds at Letterkenny University Hospital this morning, according to the INMO. 13 people waiting on trolleys in the emergency department, while a further two were waiting on wards. Cork University Hospital was the most overcrowded today, with 41 people waiting there. Overall, there were more than 300 people awaiting inpatient beds at hospitals across the country. Sinn Féin is preparing for its biggest ever Ardhéis, which gets underway this evening in Dublin. 3,000 party members will gather to debate motions on housing, entering government and abortion. Tomorrow, leader Gerry Adams will outline his plans for the future in his presidential address. The party leadership has also put forward a motion on entering government that does not mention previous restrictions on being a junior coalition partner. Donegal County Council has been asked to provide an explanation as to why a number of properties in Letterkenny have been left vacant for a period of time. Councillor Desi Shields asked for the breakdown of council-owned non-residential properties and land in the town and for reasons why they haven't been leased. He's seeking more clarity surrounding the vacancies, saying they could be providing an income for the council.
I asked for a detailed list, or we could say report, in relation to what assets the council has, certainly in relation to land and commercial property in the Letterkenny area that currently isn't being used. You know, isn't generate any income. Look, the general public know that there are a number of assets in the Letterkenny area, a number of areas of land which were acquired for quite high amounts of money, which have been left vacant and unused for a number of years now. Something needs to be done with those assets, or certainly an explanation given as to why they've been left lying empty and vacant when they could be generating income for public use.
And Councillor Kieran Brogan as well said that if land's not suitable for the council, that it could be sold on to create further income. Do you agree with this?
I welcome any comments like that, because obviously there are a number of particular portions of property which are bones of contention in Letterkenny, and it's certainly been left lying. So I would certainly like to see all these, we'll say, commercial properties. I mean, there's a former a petrol station premises which is lying empty for a number of years now, and I'm glad to note that there is great interest that that premises would now be dealt with, because I think that that's particularly one of those. And certainly there are other areas of land as well in Letterkenny which do need to be looked at and do need to be either sold, rented or developed. Something needs to be done with them.
And that was Councillor Desi Shields speaking at County House to Michaela Clark. The Mayor of Donegal Town has echoed local disappointment at the decision to reject planning permission for a new cinema complex in Donegal Town. A planning application, including a cinema that would have been able to sit over 700 people, a petrol station, shop and restaurant, was lodged earlier this year with Donegal County Council. However, it's been rejected on grounds it would increase traffic in and around the town. Well, Padraig Kennedy, the Mayor of Donegal Town, says there is disappointment in the area at the decision. He's hopeful that discussions can lead to a resolution of any problems.
We're disappointed with the decision, but there's been things done before and rejected, and people have met with the planners, and, you know, I suppose their concerns has to be alleviated too, and hopefully work together and get it sorted.
So you do believe that a solution could be found?
Oh, absolutely, sure. No problem is unsurmountable if you get the people together and discuss it and the concerns. I mean, I think one of their concerns was traffic flow, but people going to the cinema go to the cinema after 7 o'clock. Matinees are on a Saturday and a Sunday, main days. Like, the flow of traffic, I'm sure there could be ways around, or slip roads could be added or whatever to alleviate the whole concern.
If this complex did come to fruition in time, what would it mean for the community of Donegal Town in terms of employment, etc.?
Well, it'd be a massive injection and a vote of confidence in the town and the development of the town, you know, because we kind of have been held back in the last couple of years. And, you know, with the Wild Atlantic Way, the whole coast has taken off. You know, if people look at what's available in other towns and counties, they might say, oh, sure, we'll go there. But if you get them up as far as Donegal, then they're going up into Glenveagh and down to Slieve League. It's getting people up this far, you know. And these facilities are really needed in the area, not alone for the tourists, but for our own kids and our own benefit as well.
Sport on Highland, brought to you by Michael Murphy Sports and Leisure Letterkenny. Check out the new O'Neill's Donegal Slaney range in store or online at michaelmurphysports.ie.
It's 5:15. We say good evening to Kenny Harkin.
Thanks, Donal. Good evening. Starting with Gaelic Games, International Rules. Second test takes place tomorrow morning, 8:45 Irish time, and it's in Perth, Australia. Play Ireland. Ireland trail by 10 points. They lost the first game 63-53, so they've 10 points to make up. It's an aggregate score. This tie is decided on. Aidan O'Shea from Mayo captains the side. Michael Murphy from Donegal scored 20 points in the first test. Niall Morgan and Niall Sludden from Tyrone are also in that Irish squad. 8:45 tomorrow morning. And elsewhere in Gaelic Games, the Michael Murphy Sports and Leisure Senior Championship relegation final replays on tomorrow at 2 o'clock. It was fixed for Glenties. It's now the O'Donnell Park. It's Ardra against Naoimh Wara. We'll have updates on Saturday Sport. Also tomorrow, the Ulster Football Junior Club Championship semi-final at Celtic Park tomorrow. It's Naoimh Colmkill, the Donegal representatives, taking on Tatty Ray from Tyrone. And Jeremy Doherty will be at that one from 6:30 tomorrow evening. He'll bring us updates tomorrow evening from that game. On Sunday, it's the Donegal Under-21A Football Final. It's in the O'Donnell Park as well. 2:30 is the start time. Squidward against Naoimh Connell. Oisin Kelly and Martin McHugh of live commentary from that one on Sunday Sport. The Donegal Under-21B football semi-finals on before that at 12:30 on Sunday. Mulford play McCool's, the winners play St. Noel's in the final. There's Ulster Football Senior Club Championship semi-final on this weekend as well. On Sunday in Clonus, it's Cavan Gales against Derry Gonley. The winners will play Slochneil in the final. Moving on to soccer, and the FAI Intermediate Interleague kicks off in Galway tonight. Ulster, they'll face off against Leinster in their first game of the tournament. The other game tonight sees Connacht play Munster. A kick-off in both those games this evening is 7:45. Ulster Senior League manager Anthony Gorman says it's a massive opportunity for players to showcase their talents and possibly get international recognition.
It's a big stage to go and showcase your talents. And for the younger lads, the likes of Peter Tourish and Peter Doherty, Ronan Ollie, you know, the younger boys that,
you know, that haven't really had that League of Ireland experience. You know, it's an opportunity for them to challenge themselves and see, you know, if the opportunity came, could they go and compete at League of Ireland, which I have no doubt that they could do. But it's all about getting a wee break and a wee opportunity.
Well, elsewhere, over the weekend, Finn Harps under 15s, they face a tough test against Athlone Town when they line out for tomorrow's National League semi-final. That game kicks off in the Dry Arch Park out in Bonagie at 5 o'clock tomorrow. Harps came through their quarter-final against Bowes with a 5-0 victory. So Kevin McHugh's side in semi-final action, 5 o'clock's the kick-off time tomorrow. In other news, Donegal trio Tyler Toland, Roma McLaughlin and Amber Barrett have been named in the 21-player Irish squad to face Netherlands in a FIFA 2019 World Cup qualifier. The Irish team face off against the Dutch on Tuesday, November the 28th. Ireland go into the game against the current European champions unbeaten in the campaign, following 2-0 away wins over both Northern Ireland and Slovakia. Across channel tonight on the pitch in the Championship, Burton they play Sheffield United and Preston they play Bolton. Burton can go top tonight with a victory. Moving on to rugby, and Rhys Ruddock took the Irish rugby team for his captain's run this morning ahead of tomorrow's November International against Fiji at the Viva Stadium. The Leinster flanker captained the side for the summer tour of Japan, but he'll skipper at the Viva for the first time tomorrow evening. Head coach Joe Smith has made sweeping changes, with only Devon Toner and Andrew Conway retained from last week's victory over South Africa. Ruddock says they'll need to be defensively switched on against a pacey Fiji attack.
I think first and foremost we got to sort of look at what we do well and, yeah, sort of back ourselves that if we get our stuff right and if we can put our shape on the game, that we'll negate a lot of their threats. But any time that the ball is sort of loose or they create opportunities from nothing, so we'll have to be on our toes and make sure that as a collective and individuals we all buy into making sure we shut them down as soon as they get an opportunity. But, you know, they're a quality side with quality players throughout, and even the guys coming off the bench who, you know, will bring on that extra bit of flair as well. And when guys start to get tired, that'll be when we're really challenged, I think, as well.
Another rugby news, SEAL Director of Rugby Steve Diamond's been given a 6-week stadium ban for comments he made about a referee. Half of that's suspended, but he'll now also serve the rest of a previous suspended touchline ban. That'll be put in place for tomorrow's Premiership game at Leicester. He then won't be able to enter a ground at all for the following 3 matches. And Scotland stand-in captain John Barkley will join Edinburgh from Scarlets at the end of the season. The back row forward helped his current club to win the Guinness Pro 12 title last season. He signed a 2-year contract with Richard Cockerell's side. In local rugby, the game Alec will be attending tomorrow to cover for Saturday Sport. It's Letterkenny against Virginia. That's in Rugby Championship 3. In boxing, the Ulster Elite Championship semi-finals are in the Dockers Club in Belfast tonight, and that sees one of those semi-finals sees Brett McGinty of Oakleaf Boxing Club in Derry. He takes on Nathan Watson at welterweight. The winner will face either Aidan Walsh of Monkstown or Jared French, who meet following the bout between McGinty and Watson. Moving on to golf, and Shane Lowry and Paul Dunne both finished their round strongly on day 2 of the European Tour season ending event, the DP World Tour Championship in Dubai. Dennis Kerwin reports.
England's Matt Fitzpatrick is making a solid defence of his DP World Tour Championship title. A second consecutive round of 67 gives him the outright lead on 10 under par. Another Englishman, Tyrrell Hatton, is in sole possession of second place on 9 under after a brilliant second round 63. On 8 under after a round of 70 is Justin Rose. That leaves him in a great position to win his third tournament in succession and the Race to Dubai title. But the two Irishmen still have the leaders very much in their crosshairs at the halfway stage. Paul Dunne had 2 eagles, including one on the last in a second round 70. He lies just 3 shots off the lead on 7 under, while Shane Lowry made 3 birdies in his last 4 holes, and he keeps his hopes of victory alive going into the weekend. He's 5 back on 5 under par at the DP World Tour Championship in Dubai with O'Driscoll O'Neill Insurance, odon.com. I'm Dennis Kerwin.
Elsewhere, Seamus Power leads the Irish Challenge in day 2 of the RSM Classic on the PGA Tour. He's 2 under par after bogeying the first of his second round. Patrick Harrington, he's 1 under through 7 holes of his second round, with Graham McDowell also after 7 holes on level par. All 3 Irish are struggling to make the cut. The cut is likely to be 2 under par, Brian Gay, he leads on 10 under par. In snooker, Judd Trump and Ronnie O'Sullivan will contest tomorrow's Shanghai Masters snooker final. Trump was a 6-3 winner against Jack Lewaski, while O'Sullivan beat fellow former world champion John Higgins by 6 frames to 2. Five times world champion O'Sullivan wrapped it up the one today with a break of 123, the highest in the match to clinch victory. In darts, the last BDO player left at this year's Grand Slam of Darts is in quarterfinal action tonight. Glenn Durrant faces Peter Wright in the last eight in Wolverhampton. Tonight's other quarterfinal sees former world champion Gary Anderson. He faces Mensur Sulevic. Finally, this evening in rallying, the WRC event this week is in Australia with the Australian Rally. After 11 stages, Andreas Mikkelsen leads the way from Thierry Neuville. Chris Meek, he's in the third spot with Craig Breen back in fifth place. Sebastian Ogier, the champion, he's back in eighth spot. That's all your sport for this evening. The next sport here in Highland will be Saturday Sport tomorrow from 2 to 6. For the moment, it's back to Donal.
Thank you, Kenny. International news, and Robert Mugabe has asked for a few more days or months as Zimbabwe's president as he faces calls to resign over claims of corruption and dictatorship. He's been speaking in public for the first time since the military took control of the country. Mr. Mugabe has been handing out degree certificates, but didn't speak about the fact that he's been under house arrest since Wednesday.
I hereby confer certificates, diplomas and degrees of the Zimbabwe Open University.
A woman in her 90s has been killed in a road crash in County Roscommon. Her car was discovered in a deep ditch on the side of the road between Castle Plunkett and Ballintubber just before 1 o'clock today. The woman had been reported missing to Garda yesterday when she failed to return home from an appointment. Her body was removed to University Hospital in Galway for a post-mortem. The road remains closed. Meanwhile, a cyclist has died after being struck by a truck in Rathfarnham in Dublin at lunchtime today. It happened at 1:30 on Whitechurch Road. Agus anois an nuacht a léamh ag Colm Ferriter.
Seabhar maithas a Colm Ferriter an seol in na príomhscéaltaí tá málú tugtha ag an fórais patrónachta go bhfuil géir ga dul in leic leis an aspa muinteoirí caillithe tar fáil le haghaidh pastan na buain agus sealada a líonú. Is é an fórais an agraíochta patrónachta is mó sa tír. Maidir le rúnaí an árais Kevin O'Hara is fáinte brúd a phríomhvidí suntasa é gcantanas muinteoirí áirithe agus gur chuann sé as do chéidean idethes le tar fáil de daltaí. Tá bailí éagsúla a isrú chun an éibe thairú, teagtar go bhfuil muinseoirí nua caillithe a bhealú chuig postan is na bhean airthairs, áite tá rátaí féidh bhád níos airde le fáil ón. Tugú chorú aniu do scolana nár iarraí lá iarratas a chur isteach le haghaidh aitheantas scoil gealtachta an prócés a chólínú luas a bhliain uair. Teagtar gur depa ar ort montscoil fiche agus manscoil gealtachta bhain iarrachtta dhéanú an aitheantas a bhaint amach. Dúir ar pólasaí uair do chuid na rinne idetheis, tá sé de ghuaillgas ar scolana tíbaistí de limistéar na gealtachta an aitheantas féin mar scolana gealtachta a chíomhnú. Tá sreid íhéanta óolalas a ógurt ag forras na ggéige le céime na muoinethe a bheits ar fáil ón ggólacht chuí has don ggéige an jahílas a thuté go chur chun cin. Tá jaíhé san íor thuúscart an leú cean ar céad lethas fi agus í Galtarlan í chaan cethir ghre ra darna leas fi le lin nahénta seo run fi forras na ggéige óolalas faoin obair na hagraíochta a céime na muoinethe agus na taíirta tá fáil. Bejesh egen pobl as olas a horch major lish an chur con cin na gelegat na gantar fin. Jan hi an tara stats Joe McHugh jarish shartan ya tili ras gul la oskult shartan anew le gulior emakti bartihe dan jarish shartan ya con schachar dan adini ta fwaka gan jijan in ye na deli in an ashoan. Bekul daus hi agus koyu brega agrihe an onaj jeffrulis an ir huskart arihin jarish shartan ya agus ta contus foskulcha sa kora krajus a karagarch con jesh o horch da dini shintus a horch. Agus ta se fogri agume eig se chan wain ya vidis a shart jeg a keliru a jarish Cathar leas fi, agus i séil leas fi, ag aras sean wain, valan a finiad, sa gealtar glár le léachtaí, ihe chiol agus comórtas achrasiarachta, tiliu olas ag an rífuist, aras sean wain ag gmail.com. Siam o chod chelig, slán, bydd Jerry Shartania, wai agaf.
Gwyd am agaf, Colm. For the forecast, it'll be mainly dry tonight, but some isolated showers, mainly in northern areas. Lowest overnight temperatures 1 to 5 degrees Celsius. There'll be a good deal of cloud about, some frost likely under clear spells in southeastern areas, some fog likely as well. Winds mostly light to moderate, southwest fresh and gusty at times. Tomorrow will be mostly dry but rather cloudy. Highest temperature 7 to 9 degrees Celsius in light to moderate west to northwesterly winds. And now the main headlines. Brexit talks won't move on unless there's a clear commitment on Northern Ireland. That's according to the Taoiseach. He met with the British Prime Minister Theresa May this morning in Sweden during an EU leaders' meeting. Meanwhile, the Foreign Affairs Minister Simon Coveney met with the UK Foreign Affairs Minister Boris Johnson in Dublin earlier today. And in Derry, the SDLP leader Colm Eastwood said sufficient progress in phase one of the Brexit negotiations can only be reached if there's sufficient clarity that there'll be no hardening of the border in Ireland. The PSNI have made a number of arrests in the Craigan Heights area of Derry today. The police say that two men aged 32 and 40 were detained in relation to an ongoing investigation into distant Republican activity. A 26-year-old was detained in relation to a shooting incident in the Ballymagown area on Thursday, January 5th. Families have begun to arrive in Donegal under the Irish Refugee Protection Programme. We're back again with news at 6. Good evening. The eviction notices for this Friday evening, the 17th of November. The death has taken place of Lorraine Stewart, 8 Sigerson's Place, Strabane. Her remains will repose at the family home, 23 St Coleman's Drive, Strabane, from 6:30 this evening. Funeral from there on Sunday morning at 9:45 for Mass in St Mary's Church, Melmount at 10:30. Cremation afterwards in Lakeland's Crematorium, County Cavan. Donations in lieu of flowers, please, to the Foyle Hospice, care of Quigley Funeral Directors, 1A Newton Place, Strabane. Family time, please, from 11 p.m. to 11 a.m. And the death has taken place at Letterkenny University Hospital of Kathleen Gavan, Glasha Guidor, and formerly of Dunfanaghy. House private to family and friends only, please. Removal from the family home tomorrow morning at 10 o'clock, going to St Colum Kill Church, Knockfulla, for Requiem Mass at 11 o'clock. Burial afterwards in the adjoining cemetery. Rosary tonight at 9 o'clock.